continuing high school basketball coverage on KMIA. Indianola girls basketball falls to the BCG 56-32, joined by head coach Jeff Jansen. And coach, another strong first quarter. That's two first quarter, two leads for Indianola against the Mustangs. But unfortunately, not enough offense to keep up with BCG tonight.
Absolutely. You know, the effort that we started with the game, so much better than the last two games. So really proud of our girls for how we started. Again, a couple more shots go in. We see some of those bunnies or the contested layups go in. I think that changes a lot, especially there in the second quarter and into the third. But, again, the effort, the attitudes on senior night, couldn't be more proud of the girls for that performance.
I know it's not always an easy thing as a coach to point along that you did everything right but score the ball, but it really felt like Indianola outplayed the Mustangs in the first half, but get outscored 10-3 in the second quarter. A lot of good shots, a lot of the right shots, but again, as a coach, you look at it as a positive, even though it didn't go your way.
Yeah, you know, when reflecting on this year and in the offseason, there'll be a lot of it. The stretches where we go 4, 5, 6 minutes without scoring, even longer on Monday night versus ADM. That's been one of our Achilles heels and been our downfall. So those moments where how do we get an easy bucket? How do we get the basketball in the hole? It's not lack of effort. Like I said, our girls are working so hard. And Coach Jones has an unbelievable culture, and we had to work for everything tonight. And you know, that cost us from an energy standpoint. But again, a couple of those basketballs going in the hole would have gone a long ways tonight.
27 turnovers against DCG the first time around. I believe just 11 tonight for Indianola.
Wow.
That's also been the bugaboo for Indianola this year is turnovers. You limit those, and that has to feel good as well, right?
That'd be our best all year if that's true.
Rick Wilson was keeping count, so blame him if that's wrong.
Nope, that's what I'm putting in go-bound then, if Rick Wilson said. No, but, you know, again, we've come so far in the last month, and to play at their place on January 10th was a turning point for our season. We had 27 turnovers, like you said, and for us to be able to break their press early and get them out of it really helped us out, even when they came back to it in the third quarter, to be able to get some shots. And again, a couple of those layups going in would have gone a long ways to really make them pay for that press. But again, 11 turnovers against this kind of defense in this team is truly outstanding.
Maddie Grover, 17 points, over half your points on the night, coming from your sophomore leading scorer, and did it in a bunch of different ways. There were some offensive rebounds, there were some cuts, there were some finishes, and a couple of threes for your sophomore post player.
You know, Maddie has been one of the most improved players, I believe, in the conference from last year to this year. And when she's being able to show off her athleticism when she's battling, you know, she's not the maybe the strongest post that in the conference or the widest or anything like that, but when she's able to be physical and compete, she's doing some amazing things for us this year. And you know, without those 17 points tonight, that'd be where would we have been? So some big minutes, big points, some great free throw shooting as well in there. So a big positive for Maddie tonight.
As you see the season start to wind down a little bit, really just the 1 week left, two road games for Indianola. What do you want to see over the next week coming up for the Indians as you prepare for postseason play?
Well, you know, two trips to Pella next week, and, you know, both teams are so good at home. You know, looking at Pella's record, I believe they've only lost twice at home all year. And we're going to have to come ready to work. We're ready to take care of the basketball. Another well-coached team on Tuesday. And then Pella Christian, without a doubt, took it to us the second time we saw them last year, and they're getting back healthy as well. And so we have our hands full. Monday was a microcosm of our season and coming up short in many ways. And today was a huge step forward. We need to match that same intensity next week, that same effort. And honestly, the same level of communication. Our bench was electric tonight. Our girls did a great job talking at halftime and responding to adversity. And we got to keep that rolling into next week and into postseason.
Senior night, always a special night. I know it was always an emotional one. And this one especially, Dana Blake, a four-year starter for Indianola. Zoe Belk, a four-year player. And Amelia Morlock all being honored for the Indians tonight.
Yeah, you know, throw in Elsa Brodine, foreign exchange student. But, you know, I've got to know Amelia and Elsa a lot. Elsa this last year and Amelia these last two. Great kids to have in our program and really fortunate for our time together. I'm not ready to talk about Zoe and Dana in depth just yet, but those two have meant a lot to me personally. They've meant a lot to our program. They've seen the changing of the guard from the first group of kids that came through when I started here in the post-Graceburg era. And, you know, Zoe and Dana have evolved into amazing women. They're outstanding students. And they're girls that it hasn't been easy losing these games and having a record like we have the last 3 years especially. But those girls have stayed the course, I'm going to miss them. But I'm fortunate to keep soaking up some time with those two especially.
Thank you very much for joining us, Coach. Really appreciate it. We'll see you next Tuesday on the road.
Thanks, Andrew.
We'll have more after this on KNIA.